one post that he made, and it said, like, because he's like way into Jesus too, like he's super religious all of a sudden, like when he was in Chicago or whatever, when he was trying to get off heroin. And he made this post and he said, I'm at Starbucks, just got a brand new coffee, I spilled it 5 minutes later, Jesus, where were you for that? And there was like this huge fucking flame war of all these fucking, all of his Christian friends, like, you can't blame Jesus on you dropping a coffee. And he's like, why not? It's fucking bullshit.
The almighty God.
That's, it was, God, pretty, I need to be friends with him.
That dude,
shit sounds,
well, no, his,
I can't
his,
even keep
his page
coffee.
Is open.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he it used to not be, and then he removed me as his friend like multiple times so I couldn't post on there. It was a goddamn nightmare. All right, this is Cinema Dumpster. This is episode 23. We're already at 23, guys.
Tense.
No, this is 23. Crazy. This week we watched Ozone, Attack of the Redneck Zombies. Let's go ahead and get into it.
Redneck
let's,
Mutants.
Yeah.
Mutants. God damn it.
Redneck Zombies is a different movie. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, that is awesome. We should do that sometime. Let's get it going. All right, Cinema Dumpster, episode 23, Ozone, Attack of the Redneck Mutants. I wrote it down wrong. That's why. This is Gabe's pick.
Mutants.
Like, Mutants, exactly, which we hear about a lot later. This is Gabe's pick. It looked like you had to get this from, like, Sweden or some shit.
Yeah.
It was an import. So it's
that's
definitely
the only
not easy
release
to find.
I know of.
I tried to find it on the internet. I couldn't find this movie anywhere.
No.
It was really hard.
They have a VHS and that release. That's it.
Really?
That's it. As I've ever seen, ever.
Interesting. And this movie was made in 1986. I couldn't also find a synopsis. So could you break it down for us? What happened?
I believe that it was a complete tear in the ozone layer above this hick town. And it slowly... well, no. I guess it was a fucking... chemical waste that this fucking kid,
the chemical right. waste tore the hole in the ozone.
That's kind of what I got from it, yeah. Too. So if I were to try to break it down, in a small rural town in God fuck knows where,
so the only chemical hole in that is that one chick turned into a fucking mutant when she like breathed that smoke.
Well, yeah, but and there's another thing that we'll get to there that kind of weirded me out. In a small rural town, a local college hippie chick goes there to provide some testing to see what is going on with the ozone layer that has obviously been caused by a local industrial chemical plant. Mutants ensue. That's my synopsis. I'll break it down there.
That's good.
So the movie opens with this guy. I like how it opens. It's just this old school outhouse, and this guy just making me want to vomit because of the audio.
I totally wanted to. I had just eaten, and I was like, "Fuck, stop it,
dude!" The audio in this. If you've ever, if you've ever like drinking or had a really rough night of partying and smoking cigarettes or anything like that, and then the next morning you're like coughing like really hard, that it like makes you vomit because you're fucking up your own gag reflex, and you're it's so rough. That's what this guy sounds like. And it is the audio in it is so like
canny,
like, yeah, it's canny
and fucking everything wrong you could possibly
super high treble, and so it just, and I was wearing my headset, so it's just like affecting
so
my brain. I was just like, man, this is getting brutal.
You
already.
Started your gag reflex going,
dude. It was grossing me out. Multiple parts in this movie.
That part especially, though, I had just
the color
gotten done eating, and
it's pretty good for. I mean, the weird fucking dark makeup, goo, and the fucking like vomit is pretty good.
The vomit was like super bright. It's like they touched it up afterwards.
It looks like the Nickelodeon goo.
Yeah.
It was just like
slimed. What was that show when you get slimed?
You can't
do
that
on
television.
Yeah, that was awesome. Dude, that intro always creeped me out though, but whatever.
That's Alanis Morissette.
Is that?
Yeah, she was on it.
Wow, that's awesome.
I guess.
Really?
Alanis Morissette, how awesome was that? That's not very awesome at all.
No.
It's a bunch of dumb fucking
totally
Canadians,
awesome.
Dude.
Well, but it's weird.
Fuck Canada and fuck Alanis Morissette.
Wow.
The show was fine.
The show was fucking weird.
I liked the show, and I liked
fart.
You know, now that I think about it, when you think about the fact that it was a Canadian show and I hadn't really put two and two together, there was a lot of similarities somehow to that intro in, like, Kids in the Hall.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Anyhow, so that is cool and awesome. And so this guy's coughing and he's freaking out and he goes into his tractor and he's having a hard time this whole time, making me fucking sick. You know,
the outhouse flushed.
Yeah, upgraded. He got it upgraded.
That's awesome. He's putting in tons of plumbing.
He used to have one into his house, but he noticed that it still smelled god awful, so he just moved it all outside again.
Makes sense. And he gets into also real quick, I like when all the walking in this movie, like when he's trampling on grass. Mech.
Yeah. Squish. Yep, everything is like, completely overdubbed.
The best walking, though, like is the chick video game. Later yeah. in the movie that sounds like,
yeah. sounds like a pony walking up a sidewalk.
On a metal sidewalk.
Yeah, dude, I have it. We'll listen to that later. So he starts freaking out, and he gets in his tractor, and then he starts losing it, and he's looking at his hands, and they're all blistery. And so he starts vomiting, like, Jell-O all over his fucking tractor insides, and he stumbles out, and he's just, like, losing it and fucking puking everywhere.
That's and when then, I started getting queasy.
Yeah, and then I like how they did that, where he starts vomiting, and then he just passes out his face into the right, vomit. Yeah. And then before you know it, he's done shambling around, and he just looks like this old piece of red beef jerky.
Pre-chewed goo.
Yeah, the ozone layer got to him. And so then we get the credits, the movie starts, and we get these shots of, like, an eclipse. Sun
flares and shit.
Yeah, and sun flares, and, like, factories, and, you know, some inspectors out there, she's checking, like, leaking pipes for goo.
I'm not convinced that was actually a chick.
It looked like she was dressed for something else other than inspecting. She looked like she had, like, a feathered in her hat. I was like, what the fuck is she wearing?
She's got, like, a hat and a wig and huge sunglasses. She looked like she was wearing a disguise.
She might be a spy.
She did the whole thing. That's
what we do with spies in America.
She poisoned them.
We melt them.
She starts freaking out, and she's having the same coughing fit as the tractor guy, and then Hazmat shows up. And the trailer, you know, the opening still going on, the credits and whatnot. So after the opening credits, we switch to this chick, and she's cruising across the countryside, and it looks like she has a body in her trunk. And this is really weird, because you could almost see, like, this corroded hand that they had, like, placed there. Did you guys catch that? Where there's, like, this hand out, you know
those, it was like a glove.
You know those stupid, like, things by Spencer? Like, those gag hands? And, like, there's a pair of testicles that you put on your trailer hitch.
Or arm hanging out.
Yeah, for, like, Halloween. It looked like that. But then this guy's, like, freaking out, and he's back there. And she sees her trunk, like, going up and down, so she pulls over, and she goes around, and she's like, what's going on in my trunk? She opens it, and this guy's, like, hiding in there under a blanket, like a little kid. So she can't see me. And it's this dude, Kevin. And this guy, Kevin, just busts out, and he's like, whoa, this is... He was saying something along the lines of it was the only way he could get her attention.
Yeah.
Like, he was trying to... I don't know, was he trying to fuck her? What was he trying to do?
That guy was not trying to fuck her. He was probably the biggest pussy ever put on a movie.
Yeah.
That guy cries mostly the whole movie after that part.
No, he was trying to keep tabs on her because she was going to go look into his...
I mean, seriously. 5 minutes in that car ride, he's... tummy starts to hurt, and then he's crying the rest of the movie. Yeah, completely. Right, he's getting bit by whatever. He's getting chased around. He's just weeping. For fucking an hour and a half.
Huge fucking crybaby. And Wade calls him out, who we will meet later. Yes. Wade is the man in this. Wade is fantastic. But she, you know, we get this little conversation about how her dad works for the oil industry, and she wants nothing to do with him. She's an environmentalist, and she's on this trip to go to this town to look at, you know, take samples and check out the ozone layer and problems with that. And, you know,
you can just stand on the ground and check out the ozone layer with a pad of paper and a pen.
Yeah. And, well, she's taking some water out of the little fucking mud hole over there. And he convinces her to let him come along because, you know, he's got 50 bucks.
She didn't think of that on the way out.
She's like, wow, I don't even have the gas to make it there. I could use this 50 bucks. So she takes it, and they show up, they're going to the town of Poolville, which is what it's called. And this redneck guy, who we don't know yet, he's doing some serious work on some pumpkins.
Did you notice on one of the pumpkins, he wrote fag on it? I had to stop and look again. I was like, what the fuck?
What the fucking shit is this? Yeah, and he's just shooting all these pumpkins, and he's having a glorious time. Like, he's laughing after giggling. Every pumpkin. Dude, he giggles nonstop.
And they just show the same.
A couple of them are watermelon.
The same.
Yeah, there's a lot of melons in this movie. That's
it's
another
melon
thing.
Town.
Well, it's melon called country. Poolville. It should be called Melon Town.
Yeah.
You're right. And so, anyhow, they show up eventually at Poolville after some of the crap we don't need to talk about happens.
I wonder why they didn't get Gallagher on this one.
He should have been.
Couldn't afford it.
Fat riding.
He was living large in 86.
That's true. He probably wasn't. He wasn't on the entire, what's it called, fair circuit quite yet. He's selling out big shows. So they show up in Poolville, and it seems like a pretty friendly place. Let's go ahead and listen to our first interaction with the locals of Poolville.
Where'd you get that ugly hat, old lady?
Shut your mouth, you drunken old fart. You haven't drawn a sober breath in 30 years.
You better get off in your car while you're still able.
Sorry, bastard.
Ugly old fart.
And it continues. This is what I really liked about this movie, where I know Jason didn't enjoy watching this movie based on some of your comments earlier on Facebook, but I loved the fucking dialogue because... it was exactly what I wanted from the movie.
I like the dialogue, too. It was just the fucking the auditory shit that bugged the fuck out of me.
Yeah, it was rough with headphones on.
With headphones on? I was just like, fuck, they're raping my ears.
I know. And so I also had to grab this next part because, you know, this happened one after another. Like, I was like...
I think that's his dad.
I find little gems. Who's dad?
The fucking store owner. You think that's so? That's his son, I believe.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Well, let's try to figure out if we can...
Father-son moment.
...unravel that mystery.
Plenty damn food and bake a cake. I don't care how good she cooks. Sight of that woman make a dog vomit.
Oh, hell. I've seen you vomit more on a Saturday night than that woman ever thought about.
Ah, shit.
We should have grounded you when you was a pup.
See?
That overlapping of vocals right there. Oh, they're both saying, shit. Mm-hmm. At the same time, that shit fucking killed me, dude. I listened to that like four times.
Because you know that's all legit.
Yeah, I know. I do.
They weren't acting. They're just doing BSing with each other.
Going for it.
Oh, shit.
And so it switches to some beaver-faced old lady. And she's rummaging through her shit shack, making some crap, and she's pissed about everything that's in there. She's like, oh, this is gross. It's like, well, it's your house.
Yeah, and, her dirty dishes are all of a sudden the most disgusting thing on the planet.
Exactly. And her husband, he's out on the farm doing his daily melon collecting duties. He's just like walking in this field, like collecting melons and like putting them on this table and then like rubbing them. He's like,
he rubbed every one of them, and then he took a single
all
bite.
The fucking scenes in this movie, like. They have these repetitive sounds and repetitive motions. Like, they'll just go, like that whole melon rubbing scene. It goes on for like 2 minutes. He's just rubbing these fucking melons.
And you're just watching, like, what is going on? It's like rubbing a melon, like a close up.
He's probably seeing which one.
And then later on, bitch is feeding her fish and, like, feeds her fish for like 5 fucking minutes making this noise.
That scene was brutal, dude. That scene was so brutal.
I love all of this movie.
So the old man, he starts coughing. And I believe he has the case.
He hangs on pretty long.
He does. He's
an old school melon farmer. He has some, you know, there's some party stock to him.
Well, he starts acting the fool and being a silly goose with his host, trying to fuck with his wife. And he calls his dog over, and then he just starts barfing. And the dog's just hanging out, like drinking the water. And I don't really know why they brought the dog into this, because nothing ever happens with the dog, but there's a good 8-minute scene involving this dog drinking water
and him barfing.
Yeah, and him barfing, and the dog's just like, what the hell? And then he starts losing it. He starts getting all mutey and mutant style and getting webbed fingers and shit. And not unlike Lassie, the dog, he starts barking, and he's like, oh, no. And he's barking, but then he's even smarter than that. And this is whatever.
You know what I just thought of?
What?
Maybe that was what was in the hole.
The dog?
Yeah, after a drink of water.
Because they made a big deal about it.
Yeah. Water. I didn't think about that either. That's a very good point. Yeah.
I bet. That's
right.
What.
And that was right next to their house.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it was the mutt.
You're probably right.
It was hard to tell because whatever puppet animal they had in that hole looked nothing
was
like
awesome,
that.
Dude. That was rad. It looked like a fucking... It looked like a puppet they made out of a coyote corpse that had been dead.
Like a chamois with the googly eyes taped to it.
But in this scene, at least, I wrote down, that dog ain't no fool. He believes that the wife had poisoned her husband and is going for him next, so he smartly refuses the food she offers him and hides behind his head.
I like how it only shows its snout.
You see him like hiding
one eye
on the side. He's like, no way, bro. She's like, come get your food. He's like, ain't gonna happen.
He just half his face showing.
Then we switch to this fancy pants high tech trailer that Wade is in with this guy Wade is his name, and he's trying to. He was the guy shooting the melons.
How is that a trailer? I thought that was like a cinder block house.
It looked like a trailer that was put on cinder blocks.
No, I mean the whole outside looks.
Yeah,
cinder
it was
blocks.
Cinder block. It was. It looked like it was made out of concrete. Yeah.
Well, the inside looked like a trailer to me.
Well, that's because of all of her high end fucking interior decorating.
Well, just the whole setup of it is what it made me think
of
a trailer.
It was in the shape of a trailer, yeah.
Yeah, and so they're in there, and he's trying to get fresh with his girlfriend, right? That's what's going on. Wade is, and he's like, dude, that guy is making some creepy moves.
Yeah. He's just like, straight forcing on top of her. Yeah.
He's going for it on all,
oh,
and she's
God,
like moving
her
away.
Her fucking voice, that whole scene, oh, I want to shoot my fucking
dope. I love
it. She is the worst.
Everything was perfect in this movie and for what it needed to be.
Yeah, you're right.
Every voice, every actor,
right.
Every crappy fucking effect went together so perfect.
And I liked, awesome, you know what, I kind of played it wrong here because I liked the very end of the scene more when she's yelling, Wade, and she says his name like 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
But I have when she sings, and let's go ahead and listen to that.
Now, there'll be plenty of time for necking and such when I finish my singing engagement. Now, I've done a song that's dedicated to the one I love.
Who's that?
That's you, Wade. And I'm going to sing a few bars for you right now.
Okay, baby.
This is a good one this time. Now, so I want you to watch me and listen and let me know what you think, okay? Okay, ready? I know what you have and I know what you got. You can teach it to make coffee and I'll keep it hot. Wade, now listen, okay? I'll show you how I loved you and I'll make you feel so right. Now, Wade, listen to this part. You're really going to like this. Love me in the middle and love me in the night. What do you think?
Love me in the middle?
Wade!
Oh, baby, that's real good. Now
did you
down.
Notice that he completely zoned out for the whole time she fucking
yeah,
sang?
Yeah, he didn't want to hear that
his
bullshit.
His face didn't
yeah.
even move at
Are
all.
You horny yet? That's all I can think about.
He was just horny? Showing the face of everyone that watched it and listened to it. We're making
like
the same time.
Oh, like, baby, I don't give a fuck about your shit. Leave me alone.
Me in the morning.
Loving her in the middle.
Was that like sex? Is that what that means?
I think that's
love me in the middle.
That's daytime sex. As you said, love me in the middle and love me at night. So daytime sex, nighttime
sex.
Love
me in the middle at night. I don't know.
I don't know either. What happens next?
She sounds like fucking Jan Hooks overacting.
Dude, she's fucking miserable. So we switch back to the beaver-face wife, and she's doing her woman chores in the kitchen. And she's aimlessly talking to no one. She thinks she's talking to her husband. She's just yelling shit out. And we can see the zombie mutant husband that he's turned into after he was vomiting. And he attacks her from behind, and he starts choking her out and shit. And he starts trying to break her face, her beaver face, like over and over. Yeah. Like this kill scene's interesting because it's a shot just from behind,
yeah.
And you see him standing there and her standing there. We just see their backs, and he looks like he's just fucking hitting her in the face, like yeah,
just pie facing her ass,
flying, and blood just flying everywhere. And then it gets rad because they show like him like pulling her eyeballs out and shit, and that's pretty good gore that they mm-hmm. that they use there. Like when he pulled the eyeball out and he threw it in the sink.
I definitely approved of the gore in yeah. this one.
And he removed like all of her shit, and that looked pretty rad. Her face is gone, which her beaver face needed to be removed, so that was okay.
It was a slight improvement yeah. when it was gone.
Yeah, but the thing is, and I couldn't help myself because when he comes up behind her and attacks her, she had a hot iron in her hand.
I know, you wanted
and
her
you can't
to
help it. Just be like, dude. At least give her something. At least give her to try to, like, grab that hot iron and shove it in the zombie face and have it sizzle and shit. And then have her die. But, I don't know. That was just my thought process.
No, just showed it burning the shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
But that was a major problem in the movie.
Well, we did watch her almost finish it, so... we were close to getting completion.
He snuck up on her for a while.
Destroyed it, and that's what really hurt.
Yeah,
so that's for all the obsessive compulsive yeah. people.
They're all, we're so close.
That was the most horrifying part of the movie.
Watched it for like 2 minutes, and right at the end, she burns a hole in it.
Ah. So then it moves over to the old lady with the ugly hat. Hey, old lady, where'd you get that ugly hat? And
she puts on a cooking show for 10 fucking minutes.
Dude, that's, I know. We get to see all the
Wade's
mysteries.
Mom.
Yeah, it's Wade's mom. We don't find that out
until
later.
We don't know that yet, though.
It's like, we get all the mysteries of cooking and how she cooks things. I mean, it's been passed on through generations, apparently, because we have to watch all of it.
Green onions
it's
and radish.
Really important. I like how she has... So she has this live chicken, and it looks like it was put in some sort of, like, saw bucket. Some sort of trap for chickens that fucking... What's saw guy's name? I can't remember. Jigsaw? Came up with, and it's just his chicken head sticking out. It's like all these wooden fucking barrel with rusty nails and shit. And the chicken fucking, when she starts trying to cook the chicken. The chicken outwits her.
And then they have a rousing good time chasing each other around.
Hell no, and runs.
For a long time.
Yeah,
she's not as young as she used to be. She's not a spring chicken.
Well, she actually catches it. Like, she catches it like four times.
Well, I think she lets it go. Because she's not done.
She's just having too much fun. She's cackling the whole goddamn time. She's having too much
she's
fun.
She's honest. I haven't chased cock in about 10 years.
Yeah, appropriate. And then we get this weird scene with Kevin and his bitching about you talking about how he has an upset stomach and. The hippie chick, she's just driving over bumps to fuck with him and whatnot. And after we go back to Mama when she's cooking, she's wearing this apron, and it looks like there's a fucking website address on the top of the apron. Did you catch that?
It says youlosepounds.net.
And I'm like, is this real life? Is she from the future? Why does she have a .net on her fucking apron? This has been superimposed back in. What is happening here? That confused the fuck out of me. I had to rewind. I kept trying to read the whole goddamn apron. I could never see the whole thing in one shot.
All I
said and one said, like, respect and pride on it or something.
I thought it said something queen.
It did say that later.
Queen cook or something? Queen?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't remember. So Kevin and Arlene, which is the hippie chick, they show up at their destination, this watering hole, and she's busting out like sunblock, and she says to him like, and this was a precursor to something I thought would come in later, but never has any like more involvement. She's like putting on all the sunblock, and she's like, you don't want to go out there without sunblock on, and he's like, no, I'm fine, and I imagine
it's
I imagine he's just off to find a good shitting hole. Because his stomach was hurting so bad, and he's like pouncing away, and she starts doing her experiments.
He finds the shitting hole, but he ends up not taking a shit.
Yeah, I know. I know, it's problematic.
Dicks.
And so then we get that scene with the old lady. She's honestly kissing at this fish for like 4 minutes.
It was a cute fish in her defense.
That's all she's doing.
And it's fucking loud as hell.
It's super loud. Dude, it's so. so obnoxious.
You should do the whole audio for it.
I couldn't do it. I tried, and when I went back, I'm like, I can't listen to this again. So anyway, Arlene, she's taking some water samples from the local mud hole, and Kevin's like prancing around in the mud trying to find a correct hole to take a shit in. And he finds a really big hole, and there's like growling coming from it. And so he decides that he should just get his big stick and just start poking a stick into this hole. It. And he's like pulling it out, and there's like...
That's the most legitimate thing that happens in this movie. That's totally what I would fucking do.
Dude, if I saw...
That hole's growling. I'm going to stick a stick in there and see what happens. I
would not do that, dude. That would not be just like... Oh, let's see if there's a werewolf in there. Or
this is a pretty big hole.
Coyote. Yeah, it looks huge.
Gnawing the end of my stick off.
Yeah, I keep doing it. Like a good idea.
It seriously bit it like a fucking half of it off.
I know.
And it was all gnawed all over bloody.
There. Yeah, and then after it chopped his stick off, he's like, "Well, I guess I need another stick." He just gets another stick and starts poking him more.
He can't take much more.
Seriously. Yeah, he can't take with him. Well,
he found a new species. It must be poked.
Mm-hmm. I'll see if.
And then he's trying to call Arlene over this whole time, and she's like, "He's an idiot. I'm not listening to him." He's like, "Come here, I found him, this crazy beast." And the little fucking dead coyote head just sneaks up. And it's like,
grabs his kids.
And like grabs his foot, and he's like freaking out. Ah, he's screaming.
I just brought these LA gear.
Yeah. And Arlene's like, finally, she stomps over all unimpressed.
She's such a pouty fucking stomp all the way over. She's a
bitch, dude. And she's like flailing around, and she's like, "Holy shit.
Quit playing around, you fucking idiot."
Yeah. And she sees him, and so she just grabs this rock, and she starts punching the coyote corpse, and they get away. And, you know, bring him back to the car, and she's assessing the situation. He's like, "Didn't even puncture your skin, you big baby." Call him a pussy again.
Yep.
And so then what happens? We go to Granny's place, and where she's still chasing that fucking chicken around. Dude, this scene, when this finally happens, she finally catches the chicken. She's cackling like a wild woman while she's fucking breaking this chicken's neck.
And then the blood starts spraying into her mouth.
Like, this woman is fucking insane, dude.
If you would be, if you had a bastard son, like, wait.
Well, yeah, you're probably
bullshitting probably in your ear every day for since he was, like, two.
So, dude,
he's still a loser, obviously.
Oh, yeah. He has to do everything for his mama, so. Kevin's bitching about it. He wants to go home.
You know what really scares me?
What's that?
Is such how fucking possible life that is. All it is your parents living somewhere, and you're born, and you just grow up in these kind of situations that are all over this country.
Well, I'm sure they are, but your parents would also have to be okay with raising you in that situation.
So. That's what I'm saying. These people that have already been there and fucking have lived there, and that when you're brought into it, and this is all you know is this fucking 200
person, people and one small
shit
town
ass fucking weirdos, yeah. And this is it.
Yeah, it's true.
And you're in your 20s or older before you even kind of figure out what's going on.
Well, a lot of those people just live there and they just fucking die.
That would suck. And just by the grace of fucking whatever's out there, we're fucking on the left coast and we're not in the fucking...
In the middle of America. I mean, we're still in a small town, but we're not in a small enough town to where it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. And there's tons of shit. I've seen it out there.
Oh, yeah, it's creepy. You cruise across
it. It's creepy.
On tour, man, you go into these small areas, or even fucking just up north, you go to Wolf Creek. Imagine fucking being raised in Wolf Creek.
Dude, those towns in Nevada.
Werewolves like
Eastern Nevada and shit. Ugh. They're fucking creepy, dude.
Yeah, for sure. Let me keep the conversation rolling, man.
We're
having a beer.
One, two.
Yes, I told her not, Laura, not to move the one underneath the step. And it caught one.
Dude, show me a picture. That is a rat, dude. Yep. That is not
a
little mouse.
That's two in the last hour.
Catching rats. Anyhow, so what's going on in this movie that we were watching? Man.
She kills a thing and takes a facial of chicken blood to the...
That's right.
Her ugly maw.
And then Kevin's bitching. He wants to go home, and she's like, "No, we can't go home. We have to figure this out. I got to make a phone call to the CDC or whatever it is."
EPA.
Yeah, and so she runs into this this house nearby, and it happens to be...
I want
to
know what she thinks that the Environmental Protection Agency is going to be able to do, like plug the hole in the ozone?
Or...
Like put some sunglasses over it?
So what is she calling it on? Did she get the test back?
Well, I mean, she had her own testing, is what I gathered from it.
What the hell could she have on her that's going
to
tell
doesn't.
Her?
He got bit, and she just all of a sudden decided that she needed to go.
So she saw some weird coyote?
Well, no. She said that... No, remember? She said that she had been testing this area for a long time, and she was staying there and going to that town specifically to do more testing.
But what triggered it that she just all of a sudden had to up and go call, though?
Yeah.
Because she was just chilling before he got bit.
So it has to be that wolf.
She got a fax, bro. She just got a fax. It's like, this incoming. All of your results. Pussy.
Not town anymore.
She crunched the numbers on her notepad. And
yeah, exactly.
They came back negative.
She had a calculator. Watch.
She saw that fucking Muppet in the ground, and she got scared. Is what happened.
Probably.
That's it.
The only thing
out of the ordinary that happened was that fucking puppet.
Yeah, you're probably right. Well, and whatever she had gathered and gleaned her...
She just fucking looked at it and then went and helped him. There was no test. Mm-mm. She went like this. Lerp, and then she looked at it, and then she went over there, and then she called. So, unless it changed colors and she looked at it and didn't show us on the camera.
Okay, so when she shows up at this house to call these people, though, huge pothole for me. You let me know what you think. She gets on the phone, she's talking to the government agency, and she's telling them, she's like, no, I need to talk to the director. There's this huge ozone layer leak. And all of a sudden, we see this first-person camera shot of somebody sneaking around the house wearing big black rubber gloves, and they cut the telephone line. Who cut the telephone line?
I bet it was Homeboy, the son.
You think so?
Because he didn't want them to come to town.
You remember that hand that was hanging out of the fucking trunk? Mm-hmm. Looked like those gloves.
Why would he want them to call the EPA and the place he likes to dump his bullshit?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess you're right. It had to have been him. But then he sneaks back into the car.
Yeah.
Okay. So then she's like freaking out, and she goes into the kitchen. And she sees the beaver face lady's corpse on the ground with her face eaten off. She starts freaking out. She runs out and right into the car. And just then a mutant comes around and starts attacking their car all over the place. And she's like freaking out. Doesn't start. No, the mutant comes from out.
This
where
Kevin's fucking hour long
crybaby scene
starts.
So the mutant, actually, I'm wrong. He comes from out under the back of the car. So I imagine he was the one that got their car to not work. Like he was under there doing some automotive work.
Maybe.
I like that.
So because he comes out and then they can't start the car and they're freaking out and he's all over the place. He's trying to break in through the windows. He's
trying to throw watermelons through the window.
Yeah, he's throwing watermelons at him. There's melons all over this fucking movie. He's jumping on the roof of the car, and she gets on the CB, and she's like, oh, we need to get somebody over here to help us, anybody. And So Kevin just screams
like a bitch for 20 fucking minutes.
Kevin cries like a huge fucking baby, and this is him on the CB. Let's listen to him.
It's better without the fucking the visual.
It's so good. She's crying like a little girl. And she eventually takes the CB away from him. Arlene does. And she's talking. She's like, I'm going to put my trucker talk on. She's like, I got some hot pussy over here. And Wade hears, because instead of looking for a job like his mom wants him to do, he's out shooting more melons. That's what he does.
He's spending all grocery money on ammo to shoot food. To shoot the food you could be eating.
Yeah, so he gets on the CB and he starts calling Kevin a pussy and how she needs a real man. So she starts talking dirty to him. She's like, yeah, get over here and you're going to get laid. And, make sure you're...
All of this, what should be even played.
Bring your loaded gun.
Yeah, bring
this
your loaded
all
gun.
All should have been
and
saved
then,
right there.
No, but this is my favorite thing, though, is when after Wade is like, I'm on my way, is this right here. This is Wade thinking he's going to get laid, get some pussy.
Wee! Oh, baby, oh, baby. Oh, wee!
I just have to go on because it keeps going.
He was probably going to get laid right after his girlfriend sings because she didn't want to do it before.
He wanted some strange, though.
I guess so.
That's what it is.
And little did he know there was a hole right down the street that you could stick your stick into.
get some serious action.
Get some knob on.
So the mutant figures out through all of trying to get into this car to get to Arlene and Kevin that all he really needs to do is open the car door.
She didn't even lock the damn thing.
So he just comes over.
There's not a single door in this movie that locks except for the fucking blonde girl's bathroom.
Yeah. And so she just opens it and they're like, and they run out the other side of the car and they run into the house. She grabs a machete. The mutant makes short work of the fucking front door.
Yeah.
And busts
because they don't fucking. Nobody locks anything. There's no fucking locks.
What's a small town mindset?
But yeah, when a monster's behind you, you fucking lock the door.
Well, most people shoot them, but.
Yeah, well.
Rather than lock the door, she pushes the world's ricketiest bookcase in front of it.
I like Kevin's addition was a fucking like a wicker fucking chair. And even she calls him out on that.
She's like, you idiot.
She's like, oh, that's really going to help, Kevin. Thanks. A fucking wicker goddamn seat.
So the mutant busts in, and they have this fight inside the house. And Arlene...
And Kevin just fucking moans
the whole time. Basically, the first time we heard him. And she stabs the mutant in the back with the machete, which covers Kevin, poor Kevin, in ketchup and mustard. He's like yellow and red goop like all over his face, and he's like just rubbing it in like, ah! I love that shit. And so they just bolt out of the house. They're like, fuck it. And I like how the mutant, like we get this scene of the mutant just like stumbling around like, why? Why have you forsaken me, God? Like out in the field until he finally just like keels over on a fence.
Oh yeah,
move. But it's like really long, dude. Of a mutant, even not even a character
on the street.
It wasn't the beaver face's husband because he was wearing like white totally clothes. Different outfit. Yeah. Yeah, he was like in a painter's clothes. Yeah, it's weird. So, so what happens next? Wade is still howling at the moon. He's like. Hauling ass down the street in his truck, like, I'm gonna get laid. And he shows up the car and he's in much dismay that there is no pussy to be had.
What the fuck? Melon's done shit on this car.
Melon's done shit on this car. What the fuck is
that's
that?
That's his assessment of the crime scene.
Melon shat all over.
Notice how orange those melons were?
Dude, they were red on my TV.
Really?
Or my computer. Yeah, the color is so off. I don't know how they even do that.
It is weird.
It's like they took the DVD fucking transfer from a television playing the VHS and had it on like the wrong fucking
contrast. Yeah.
Everything was purpley purple. Yeah, the melon, when he cut it open, it was looking like a fucking orange.
No. What is that guy eating? I'll be honest with you, in the very beginning when that happened, I'm like, maybe it's just a melon I don't know about.
Some hillbilly melon.
It's
not melon.
A watermelon. It's just a melon that I'm not familiar with. That's all it is.
It's part cantaloupe.
Glad I got that worked out. No, if you can see half,
like even Wade, he's like red almost. Mm-hmm. His skin.
Yeah, when he starts turning into a mutant, I couldn't really even tell.
Yeah.
He
just got a little dirtier. He just didn't talk as much shit when he turned into a mutant. That's about it.
True. So we see Wade's. There's a weird scene with Wade's girlfriend taking a bubble bath and acting like a 5-year-old. And
I love it,
dude. So weird, dude.
Jen came walking so in weird. For that. She's like, "Dude, what is Gabe doing to you?"
It's such a bizarre scene. And so Arlene and Kevin, this is my favorite thing. They're worried about the water and the ozone layer, so they. After they leave and they run over to the same mud hole she was taking samples from, and they're like washing their face with the water. But they hear mutants coming, so they're like, oh, we gotta haul ass. And then, oddly enough, This is the very next scene. They find another fucking broken down car to hide in. This happens like back to back. Over and over. This is just in a. They're both in but another car. But they learned
this time to lock the doors.
Yes, they did. And the
but
same.
But it already had a broken windshield, so it didn't matter.
And it was the same thing, though. The mutant, like, going around and around circles, like, trying to break into the car, and they're in there
and
stuck in another
fucking one. Kevin's yelling and crying again.
Oh, he's screaming even more like a bitch in the backseat now.
He gets his hair pulled in this one.
Well, there's a... The back is like...
Soft top.
A soft top, and so the mutant, like, punches through it and grabs his hair, and he's, like, screaming and freaking out. And I'm thinking, no. Kevin's gonna die, awesome. But
I thought he was gonna
happen.
Pull his head through the hole and fucking eat him.
Yeah,
or
bite him, or that would've been good. That doesn't happen. Kevin is too important of a plot point for him to die at this point of the movie. Which is very unfortunate. And Wade shows up all of a sudden. They get out of the car, and the mutant's attacking him. Wade shows up.
Wait,
shoots
the what are attacking him?
The mutant.
Okay.
And, but what's weird is you hear no gunshot or anything?
No! I didn't know what was going on. I was like,
the only time you ever hear the gun is when he's shooting melons. Yeah. Every other time it's a use,
I had
silent.
No idea what was going on. I was just all... They just, like, got up and walked away, and I was like, what happened to the mutant?
Did he just die? I was, like, typing, and I'm like, what just... And I had to just, like, oh, okay, Wade killed him. And just, like, hitting the back of my Wade killed the mutant. Okay, got it. He's, like, far off.
Silent shotgun.
Yeah. His rifle that killed from fucking 100 yards away. And so he's like, get your butts in the truck. And they get in, and,
he just starts berating Kevin right off the get-go.
Basically giving Kevin shit and trying to fuck Arlene the whole time. And he pulls the truck over, and we get this really great exchange.
Look, we are all gonna die if we don't get out of here.
Well, shit the bed. We'd all lose our tails if we had to depend on you, boy.
Don't look at me for sympathy. He's absolutely right.
Well, I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, this is terrible.
Shut up. What the hell's going on, Sugar Plum?
Shut up. What's up, Sugar Plum?
I need to grab just that shut up for whenever I want to say shut up to Jason.
Yeah.
shut up.
Fart.
Shock Jock Radio. Fucking bullshit. Oh, man, that is good, though. Then, basically, Arlene says, you know, we do have to get out of here. And he's like, all right, that's fine, but I got to pick up my mama first. So, we get another weird scene with Wade's girlfriend. Wade's girlfriend is a weird fucking person. This is an alien person to me. And they probably do exist somewhere.
Yeah, she's probably the most popular chick in the town.
Yeah. And there's this weird thing where it's just her flossing her teeth. And then, after she flosses her teeth, we have to watch her brush her teeth. And on top of her brushing her teeth, she's brushing her tongue and gagging.
it's
such an awesome...
And it goes on for like fucking 2.5 minutes.
Perfect fucking actress to be in this movie to do this one thing.
Yeah, you're right.
The whole thing is so... They made her very well.
Yeah, I like it. Well, it was entertaining, but I still am watching. I'm like... What the fuck is going on here, man? And then she stuffs her bra unevenly, I might add. Like, she didn't even stuff her sock.
It looks more natural if you do it unevenly.
Apparently. To impress all the fucking local hobos.
Fat ass.
Yeah, the people that were at that fucking talent show. I don't know. Like, you really got to get gussied up for those fools.
And so we see Arlene and... Wade and Kevin, they're cruising through, you know, the countryside, and Wade's like having a blast cackling like while he's fucking running over mutants. And they show up at Wade's mom's house, and Mama, she's a crazy hat lady, as we discussed earlier. And now we realize where the cackling runs in the family here, because Wade cackles quite a lot through this. He's cackling while he's shooting melons. He's cackling while he's running over mutants. And his mom is cackling while she's chasing fucking chickens and breaking their necks. And so there's this... We find the connection there. And I appreciated that about the filmmakers, that we can see that they are definitely related. And anyhow, Mama decides when they're trying to explain to her that they need to leave because the ozone layer is broken and they got to get out of here and there's all these mutants. She's like, I have to have an explanation, right? And she says to him, what did you say? Jason, do you remember?
Gotta eat some dinner.
Yeah. Well, we're going to eat dinner first.
Yeah.
That is...
She spent hours in there.
That's southern shit. That was really believable, actually. Like, if we're going to go on the road, we better get something in our bellies first. Man.
Make it a fucking Hot Pocket. Hit the road. So, she tells Wade he has to give her a rundown, and we get this.
All right, now, son, you tell me. What kind of weird shit's going on in town, anyway?
I don't quite know, Mama. People are turning in these mutants, going around killing everything.
Mutant? What the hell is a mutant?
Some kind of pimply-faced critter goes around puking on everything. Already killed a bunch of them today.
Well, they better not come around here puking on my property. I'll kill them. I'll stomp them into the ground. I'll kick their asses. You know I will, son. Now, you come on, help me. We're going to carry this food out.
Okay,
and we're
going to
have us a picnic there underneath the trees.
Well, Mama's got the... She's got the best survivor... post-apocalyptic attitude. We're gonna go have this picnic. And I like how the audio, you know what it is that it's not audio set at the same time, it's overdubbed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's great. I love it, the whole thing. This point on, I was just loving this movie because I'm like, this is so fucking outrageous. What happens next? Do you guys remember? Oh, they go out and they have the picnic. Oh, no. There's the whole... He tells Arlene and Kevin to go learn how to shoot the melons he has set up around the back. And there's like this weirdest fucking like little kid scene of them like shooting their guns and Wade sucking at it and her being like, haha, you're terrible at shooting guns. And they're like just shooting melons like forever. And the gun sounds like a pea shooter. It's like, that's literally how the pistol sounds.
It sounded like it was bouncing off a rock every time she shot it.
It sounded like a cartoon.
Ricocheting off a melon seed.
Oh, man. But then they get yelled at by Mom, and she's like, dinner's ready, you guys stop having fun out there and come and eat your food. And both of them like look at each other and like, Mama's saying it's time to eat. And they just pick up their gun and they start running. Like hauling ass like little kids. It's so fucking stupid. I loved it. That's right. And then
beginning back.
I don't know what happened. Oh no,
they eat.
No, they sit down to eat, but then we see Wade's girlfriend. Wade was supposed to drop at 5. Yeah, but Wade was supposed
to... Every time they show her face for the rest of the movie.
But here's the thing that I had written down here is whenever Wade's girlfriend walks, it sounds like she's running on a metal grate. And this is her passing, like pacing back and forth. Wait for it.
You're chewing your gum.
Everything's so fucking loud in this movie.
What is she, a fucking robot? What the hell is going on, dude? I loved it. I think it was because she's wearing high heels, and that's why they
But when she's
there.
Walking on the dirt in the front yard makes that noise, too.
It fucking kills me, dude. I love it.
It's nuts.
She's a Cylon. That's the only explanation. She's a Cylon.
No wonder she's so sexy.
So while they're eating food at the picnic table, Wade's mom remembers Kevin. She's like, oh, I remember you. And Wade's like, my mom's got a photo memory. And he's like, nah, you never seen me. She's like, yeah, I remember you. Weren't you here? Blah, blah, blah. And we find out that Kevin is actually behind this because she saw him there looking for Arlene, and she was like, he was digging around for information, and so this all hell breaks loose. Arlene realizes that he's there to find out what she's doing, and Mama and Wade hate him because he said fuck your mom, and they Wade jumps the fucking table to kick his ass, and it's excellent.
It is pretty good.
It's a really good
Boy, I'm gonna whoop your ass! Motherfucker! I'm gonna kick your goat smelling ass, boy! Hey!
Yeah! Yeah! Come on, boy! Kick his butt!
Hey! Move it, old bitch!
You dog me now, boy! I'm gonna kick your butt till your nose bleeds!
You dirtbag homo! Hey, you shit sucking slime!
This audio kind of gives me a soft on.
Motherfucker! Ow! Slime sucking shit bag! I'm gonna bust your balls, boy! I'm gonna kick your goat smelling ass!
Sounds like a rape scene.
Oh no.
Sounds like Wade's raping him in the woods. Well, his mom cheers him on.
Cheer like a, squeal like a pig. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I said cheer like a pig.
He kept using goat smelling ass.
Yeah. And I like the mama's thing in chat. Woo, woo, woo.
Come on, baby.
Dude, it's so ridiculous.
Kick
so,
it
in. In the middle of this fight, all of a sudden, Wade just collapses, and you know, mom's like, "Get off him, get off him," and Arlene's like, "He's turning into a mutant," and she's like, "No, he's gonna be fine," and she's like, "We have to tie him up. We have to tie this guy up so that he can't attack us." So they do some shanty ass fucking rope job on Wade's body as it's cooking out in the ozone sun, and Wade's girlfriend stomps her Cylon ass back into the house.
As far as I can tell, she only lives like two blocks.
Yeah, when she oh god, later in the movie, I'm like, why didn't she fucking walk there in the first place?
She could have been there in like fucking 2 minutes.
It's really miserable.
We'll get to that later though.
Yeah, so Kevin and Arlene, they're like, let's get out of here. And Mama's like, hell no, you guys aren't going anywhere. I need to know who's responsible for this mess. She pulls a shotgun on him, and she basically holds him hostage, brings him to the house, and she's like, you tell us what happened. And he admits that his father's responsible and his chemical company. He didn't know this was going to happen. And he wasn't trying to ruin the ozone layer. Yada, yada, yada. And all of a sudden, Wade fully mutates. He breaks out of his restraints, and he busts into the house like he's fully mutated and vomits coming out of his mouth and all that stuff, and they back up way into the kitchen, and Mama, she's like, I got you, son, don't worry about it. And then he just takes a bite out of her, and this death scene, after he takes a bite out of her, she blasts him with a shotgun. Now I'm gonna play this whole thing as well. Like I said, I have a lot of audio.
She goes back into another fucking one of her like this, on repeat fucking moans. She does everything in the whole movie on repeat. Like she just does the same noise over and over.
I'm gonna play it for you. This is like one of the weirdest death scenes I've ever heard. If you, especially just the audio and not even watching it, it's gonna grate your ears. Here it goes.
This kind of sounds rapey, too.
It's almost finished. Just get all more thrust. Now he's going to flip you on your stomach.
And then she gives Kevin a handy J and dies.
Yeah. She grabbed his junk and squeezed him.
That was the last thing she wanted to accomplish. Giving Kevin a handy J. A mean one.
No, very
still
mean.
There. Dude, that fucking scene, you're right. It does sound like a fucking sex scene. You have to think about this is an old lady dying from a mutant bite. When you listen to that, that's all it is. And so Arlene takes off out of the house. And she grabs a shotgun. She's got Kevin in tow. He's like, "Wait, I'm coming with you." And back at the general store, they're still having this at the talent show, and the Turd Brothers get on the mic.
God, what the fuck was that? Please tell me you have that audio.
I have a part of it. Here's the Turd Brothers in their debut at the general store's.
Is this supposed to be comedy?
Hour.
Do you ever know how to sex a cow?
No, how you do it?
Take two fingers, you lift the tail, you poke them straight in. If one bends, it's a bull. If they both go in, it's a heifer.
No shit.
No, I wouldn't shit you either.
You're not my favorite turd.
That's the comedy hour at the general store. That's it. Jason, did you not catch that? That's what they were doing with the comedy act?
Yeah, I got it, but I was waiting for comedy.
You were scared? It was a little frightening.
Everything that was good, they
bring up this old lady, and she looks like that fucking
cackling old bitch.
Yeah,
she sounds like fucking like Marge's sisters.
She's
Patty and Selma,
and she looks like the chick off that anti-smoking commercial with the hole in her neck she's smoking through.
Maybe it is.
It's probably her.
Just with a huge red wig.
So Wade's girlfriend, she's up next, and she's ready to sing, and her singing is really good, obviously. This scene is so fucking awkward when she's singing and everybody's dancing. There's like the fat guy doing like this little move, and there's like a guy in the back, and he's like doing a little toodaloo with his finger. It's so fucking weird. It's and
party
awkward
time.
It is party time. And then all of a sudden the mutants bust in. It's like, ah,
they
and everybody's
freaking
out
fucking fast enough.
They should have stopped everything that happened at this. And the mutants are busting in. They're killing everybody. The old lady getting scalped, that was pretty cool. When the mutant pulled her hair off, that was rad. And everybody's sound effects right now are amazing. For every death scene, there's multiple of them. It's a reason to watch this movie alone is for the sound effects in this one scene. Wade's girlfriend does get away.
She runs home.
She gets
there in like 15 seconds, which she was so pissed that she missed her fucking ride earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That was very confusing. It's because you can't walk
a fast runner. She got Cylon. She pulled her Cylon legs out and she started hauling ass home. And she gets to, she's in the bathroom, and a mutant busts in, not unlike Jack Nicholas.
She actually locks her bathroom door, though. It's the one.
Yeah, my favorite thing about the mutant is after he busts through the door and he vomits through the hole, then he just reaches his hand in and locks the door. Instead of just busting it down, he just unlocks it. And he busts
in. I'm still a gentleman.
He attacks her where we've already seen her in such a beautiful state in that bubble bath. Now she's in the worst state possible with the mutant drooling blood and goo all over her. She's having such a rough time. And the mutant starts making out with her after he pukes on her face, all this goo, and he bites her tongue off and rips her tongue out of her
and
fucking
she's
throat.
Still fucking making noise.
This is the one that I did grab, is her tongue being bitten out sound effects from start of make out to end scene. We gotta listen to it. It's like a little kid that doesn't want to eat his mom's nut casserole. It's making me gross out, Mom. It's so gross. I can't handle it. Oh, man. None are safe from the mutants. As we see, there's one mutant that shows up, and it's in Mama's house. He digs around in the fucking fish tank to kill the fucking fish.
He just squishes it and throws it on the ground.
Like, he's fishing around for the fish for days, and he finally gets him. He's like, "You die, fish, you fucking die." And then he goes in and he rips Mama apart, and he's tossing her fucking
She has a stingray inside of her.
All over the goddamn house. She's got a lot of things in there. And he's just tossing body parts all over.
It's a pink stingray, but it's a stingray.
I think that was were supposed to be her lungs.
It looked like a fucking stingray.
And so back in the car, Kevin and Arlene, they're trying to leave, and he's saying how sorry he is. And she gets all mutey on him. She mutates. She attacks him. Sadly, we never get to see Arlene in actual mutant form.
Just the back of her head.
You just see her head and her hair flailing around as she kills him. And then he dies. And there's really not even any end music or anything. It's just credits. Like, he just dies, and the movie's over.
Wait. Where?
At the end of the movie.
What did you just say, though? We just finished what scene?
The very end. The
scene.
Where they're in the car?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh. I think you fell asleep for a second.
I think I did.
Most likely. That's the end of the goddamn movie. And, man, it was a good one. I enjoyed it, for sure.
I wonder who won that fucking contest at the general store.
I'd imagine nobody.
I think the Turd Brothers probably.
The Turd Brothers?
I think I saw him attacking someone earlier.
They're pretty good. They had a lot going on. They had some good death scenes as well. I enjoyed it. Anyhow, we're going to go ahead and cut on out. That was Cinema Dumpster, episode 23,
Ozone. And you can't find this thing anywhere, so if you want to see it, find me.
Yeah. Attack of the Redneck Mutants.
Mutants.
It is good. And I couldn't find it anywhere either, so you have to do that. All right. Till next time.